From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Melissa Heyer, Assistant News Research Editor. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Melissa and I were invited by BBC America to take a sneak peek at the network's new series, Survivors, which premieres at 7 p.m. Saturday, February 13th. It's a British drama, not an American reality series, and it is set in present-day England and focuses on a group of survivors living in the aftermath of a devastating virus referred to as the European flu, which wiped out 99% or more of the world's population. That's a pretty scary thought, isn't it, Melissa?
Yes, yes. I thought it was totally compelling. I was glued to the screen once I put it in. Mm-hmm. How about you?
Oh, yes, yes. They were kind enough to send us two episodes, and there are 12 total in this first season run on BBC America.
Yes, and I thought Max Beasley and Julie Graham were standouts, but all of the acting in it is good.
Okay.
I thought it was very realistic in the way it showed what could happen if such a virus kind of took over everything.
Mm-hmm.
Very chilling.
And Survivors pretty much focuses on a group of about nine people struggling against the dangers in this world with no society, no police, and no law and order. And you'd mentioned two characters. Who did they play?
Max Beasley was the guy who was in prison.
Okay, yeah. Tom is his character.
Yes.
On the show.
Yes.
Yeah, he escaped before the virus hit. He's a high-security prisoner. Was he on death row?
I don't think he was on death row because he did have a roommate.
Yeah, that's
I don't know.
True.
He might have had that kind of a sentence, but
yeah.
He had to watch his roommate die.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone else in the prison died except him and one prison guard, and that was another story, but he did end up getting out.
Yeah, and he comes across this group of other survivors, and of course, he hasn't revealed, you know, his past to them. He's just a handsome, friendly guy right now.
Exactly. And Julie Graham was the other character that I thought was really good, and she was the mother that had the child recovering from cancer that
Abby
was at
Grant.
Camp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was her character's name. Sorry, I should have written that on
That's
here.
Okay.
But the interesting thing about her, I thought, was that she got the virus and you thought she died, but she came back to life.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the only one that we've come across in these episodes so far that has survived that had the virus. Is that correct?
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's interesting. And she's kind of leading this group, and her strength comes from, you know, wanting to find her son to see if he's still alive because he was off at camp at the
mm-hmm.
time.
Yes.
And other members of the group, well, I guess the base core of the group, because it looks like each episode we might meet some new people. But the main core of the group, there's Greg. He's a good man who hides the pain of his past. Is he the guy with the truck?
Yes. And my only complaint about the show was his character a little bit, because he was a strong character, but at the same time he was a little too wishy-washy. I mean, he kept saying he wanted to leave and mm-hmm. wanted to be on his own, but you know, a couple of minutes they'd have him talked into staying and doing whatever. So it was kind of like he'd say one thing and then he'd do another. And
yeah.
that got a little bit old. But other than that, I thought it was a really good show.
And then a couple of the other characters, there's Anya, who's a doctor, who's already had to see a lot of people die.
And she doesn't want people to know she's a doctor either.
Yeah, that's true. And then there's Al, a former playboy who becomes a surrogate father to a streetwise kid named Najid.
Yes, and their relationship is interesting, and he kind of becomes, you know, kind of takes care of him a little bit, but then, I don't know, the boy may take care of him a little bit, too.
That's true. Well, this series, Survivors, is based on a novel that came out in 1976 called Survivors by Terry Nation, and actually, there was a British series back in 1975 called Survivors that aired on BBC, but the creators say that this remake or modernization of it is really based on the book rather than the previous series.
Okay, I did not know that. That's good.
So any other thoughts about survivors?
I think the scenes featuring the aftermath right after the flu happened and the way they showed they showed all that was just chilling. And then the scenes with the survivors that were left when they're trying to find food and water and transportation and dealing mm-hmm. with the power outage. And they're trying to do, like Abby especially, in a civilized way. But then they run into some people that aren't very civilized. Mm-hmm. And it's a whole interesting concept about what happens to society in that situation.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, just the need for food isn't the only thing that's, dangerous. It's the other people that they can encounter and, you know, how they're handling the situation.
And everyone doesn't want to share and be friendly about it.
Imagine
so
that.
Yes. So what would you rate it?
On a scale from 1 to 10, with 10 being outstanding, I'd give it a 9.
I'd give it a 9 too.
Yeah. We've seen the first two episodes, and of course, this series actually aired in Britain in
2007, I think.
Yeah, 2008, but it was only 6 episodes then. Just this past month, January 2010, British viewers are seeing the second set of 6 episodes, and BBC America will carry all 12 in order.
Oh, good. That'll be good. And tell us again when it airs.
Yeah, it premieres at 7 p.m. Saturday, February 13th on BBC America. It's Survivors, a British drama, and I think it's enjoyable. Melissa does too. So check it out. And return to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast again next week, because we have another great program to tell everybody about. Thank you so much for listening.